accountability on international law. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto called for expediting the downstreaming process of fisheries, forestry, agriculture, oil and gas, as well as coal and mineral commodities. He issued the directive to the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources and the head of the Task Force for the Acceleration of Downstreaming and National Energy Resilience, Bahlil Lahadalia. Minister Lahadalia said on Friday that President Prabowo's direction in several meetings with related ministries encourages downstreaming of all sectors. There are 26 to 28 commodities which will be downstreamed. So far, he said, the government has been focused on nickel. However, that doesn't mean that other commodities will not be subject to downstreaming efforts. Indonesia urges Israel's accountability on international law. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono at the annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday. According to Minister Sugiono, Indonesian diplomacy has never left Palestine. He also conveyed that as an independent and sovereign country, Indonesia has a constitutional responsibility to create world peace.
Indonesia berpandangan bahwa hukum internasional harus dipatuhi tanpa
Indonesia viewed that international law must be obeyed without double standards. Indonesia also welcomes the legal rule of the International Court of Justice and urges Israeli accountability on international law. Israel has exceeded 460 days of its atrocities in Palestine and caused tens of thousands of Palestinians to have been killed, and millions more were displaced. And these numbers are not just statistics, because each number represents human lives.
Dan angka-angka ini bukan sekedar statistik, karena setiap angka merepresentasikan nyawa manusia.
Moreover, Minister Sugiono further said that Indonesia continues to be committed to supporting the struggle of the Palestinian people by sending humanitarian assistance and supporting the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Middle East of UNRWA. According to Minister Sugiono, Indonesia is also ready to send peacekeeping troops if stipulated by the UN Security Council. Furthermore, he again encouraged the two-state solution to be implemented immediately according to international parameters. Minister Sugiono viewed that a ceasefire and an independent Palestinian state are the keys to creating peace in the Middle East. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono has emphasized that Indonesia will bridge the interests of developing countries in its membership in BRICS, which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Brazil, as president of BRICS, on Monday stated that all members have agreed by consensus on Indonesia's membership. He also explained that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is not an isolated policy. He viewed that Indonesia has also been active in various other multilateral forums before becoming a member of BRICS members.
Sebagai anggota BRICS, Indonesia akan
As a member of BRICS, Indonesia will ensure to bridge the interests of developing countries and the Indo-Pacific region. Then Indonesia will continue to be active in preventing the escalation of geo-economics and geopolitical competition. Besides, Minister Sugiono further affirmed that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is a manifestation of Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. Previously, Indonesia expressed its desire to join BRICS at the BRICS Plus Summit in Kazan, Russia on October 24, 2024. According to Minister Sugiono, in less than 3 months, BRICS members agreed to decide and accept Indonesia as a full member. He also conveyed that this proves Indonesia as a country which is considered important to be able to join. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono emphasized that Indonesia's diplomacy is directed at supporting the achievement of the Asta Cita vision of the administration of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka. In the foreign minister's annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday, he conveyed that Indonesia has consistently been a pioneer of change, part of the solution, and a bridge of differences. Previously, President Prabowo Subianto pointed out that peace will only be created if the world community works together. According to Minister Sugiono, under President Prabowo Subianto's administration, Indonesia will place itself on the world stage as a great country, a trusted partner, and a good neighbor.
Dalam konteks ini, maka diplomasi kita tidak hanya responsif terhadap krisis.
In this context, Indonesia's diplomacy is not only responsive to crisis, but also must be anticipatory, progressive, and visionary. Diplomacy prioritizes human values, unity, alignment with the welfare of the people, and justice for all. In other words, diplomacy that comes from the noble values of the nation is stated in Pancasila and Astra Cita as its strategic guide.
Dengan kata lain, diplomasi yang berasal dari nilai-nilai luhur bangsa seperti yang tercantum dalam Pancasila dan Astra Cita sebagai panduan strategisnya.
Moreover, Minister Sugiono further said that a number of concrete steps have been and will be realized through active diplomacy carried out by Indonesia. He gave an example. Indonesia is committed to independence and strengthening of national resources. Therefore, Indonesian diplomacy will be directed to support the realization of the government programs in the field of improving the quality of human resources and investment in the field of national resilience, food independence, and energy independence, and the creation of state sovereignty. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono at the Minister of Foreign Affairs annual press statement in Jakarta on Friday revealed that protection of Indonesian citizens, especially migrant workers abroad, is a top priority in Indonesia's diplomacy.
Setiap warga negara Indonesia dimanapun mereka berada harus merasakan
every Indonesian citizen, wherever he or she is, must feel the presence and protection of the state. This also includes Indonesian migrant workers abroad. The Indonesian government is grateful to migrant workers around the world. Amid various challenges, they continue to work hard for their families in their homeland. Therefore, the issue of protecting Indonesian citizens abroad is an absolute in Indonesian diplomacy.
Di tanah air. Untuk itu, isu pelindungan warga negara Indonesia di luar negeri merupakan sesuatu yang mutlak dalam diplomasi Indonesia.
Besides, Minister Sugiono also pointed out that one concrete example is the effort to release Indonesian citizens from the death penalty abroad, which has been followed up with concrete policies from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He added that Indonesia will work with relevant ministries to create a comprehensive protection system for Indonesian migrant workers from the registration stage to the placement in the destination country. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman said on Friday that the government has set aside around $617.8 million for agricultural tools and machinery assistance for this year. The budget will be used to procure various types of agricultural machinery, including tractors, combined harvesters, rice transplanters, and water pumps. Earlier, the government also allocated around $741.2 million for the development and revitalization of agricultural irrigation networks to increase food security and support agricultural productivity. The Indonesian Ministry of Transmigration and Ministry of Finance explored various forms of alternative cooperation to realize industrialization in transmigration areas. Minister of Transmigration Iftitah Sulaiman Suryanegara on Friday conveyed that this is in line with transformation efforts to develop large-scale industries in transmigration areas. He also said that his side is seeking to get inputs from the Ministry of Finance regarding various models of cooperation with third parties that are mutually beneficial and can be used to finance the ministry's programs. This is considered necessary because the public service agency and the state-owned agency schemes that has been implemented so far are still inadequate. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from North Kolaka Regency, Southeast Sulawesi Province. The North Kolaka Regency government, Southeast Sulawesi, has successfully broken the Indonesian World Record Museum, or MURI, for providing free nutritious meals to 22,000 students in the area. MURI Senior Customer Relations Manager Andre Purwandono on Tuesday expressed his appreciation for the record-breaking event. The free nutritious meal event was attended by 22,000 students and was divided into several locations, including 10,000 students in La Susua City Square and 12,000 spread across 15 sub-districts throughout North Kolaka Regency. Acting Regent of North Kolaka, Yusmin, said that this activity was not only about achieving a record, but also a real form of implementation of a national program to create a healthy and high-achieving generation. The MURI record successfully broke the record previously held in Magelang in 2022, involving as many as 14,000 students. The next news comes from Agam Regency, West Sumatra. The 2.62-meter tall Amorphophallus titanum corpse flower bloomed perfectly in the Rafflesia flower habitat in the Batang Palupuh Nature Reserve Forest Area, Koto Rantang Village, Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province. Forest Ecosystem Controller of the West Sumatra Natural Resources Conservation Center, Syahrul Fitra, said on Tuesday that the 2.62-meter tall and 95-centimeter wide flower bloomed perfectly on the second day. He said that the location where the rare and protected flower bloomed was in the habitat of the Arnoldi Rafflesia flower. The Batang Palupuh Nature Reserve, which has an area of 3.4 hectares, is a conservation area for rare flora, especially Rafflesia arnoldi, which was first discovered in 1930. Since the rare flower was discovered at the location, the area was then designated as the Batang Palupuh Nature Reserve by the then Dutch colonial government. The corpse flower is a flower protected by law and ministerial regulations. Currently, there are four types of corpse flowers found in the Agam area, namely Amorphophallus titanum, Amorphophallus gigas, Amorphophallus pauniifolius, and Amorphophallus variabilis. Flowers are spread across several areas in Agam, such as Palembayan, Palupuh, Tanjung Raya, Lubuk Basung, Matur, and other districts. The last item in the news from across Indonesia comes from North Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon inaugurated the village museum in Kertara Harja Hamlet, Genggelang Village, Gangga District, North Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province on Monday. Minister Fadli Zon said that this step is part of an effort to advance culture. He hopes that the village museum will not only be a place to restore artifacts, but also a means of literacy and education for the community. The Genggelang Village Museum houses a collection of around 80 historical objects left over from the Gangga Kingdom, with the largest types being weapons and ancient manuscripts. In addition, there are also everyday objects, agricultural equipment, traditional crafts, and traditional clothing that reflect the lives of the Gangga Kingdom community. Various artifacts and relics of the Gangga Kingdom have historical value for the local community. the local history museum has been open to the public since March the 5th, 2018. Visitors can get information about the history of the kingdom and Kampung Besari, which mysteriously disappeared at the end of the 17th century. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on January 11, 1942 about the Battle of Tarakande. January 11 is commemorated by Indonesia as the Battle of Tarakande. It was a war between Japan and the Netherlands on January 11 to the 12th, 1942. The Dutch and Japanese wanted to fight over Tarakan region because they wanted to have full access to the oil fields there. The region, which is located in North Kalimantan province, is also the entrance to Java Island, which is the Dutch East Indies power base. Let's move on to another event of East Pakistan, which seceded from Pakistan. The province of East Pakistan officially seceded from Pakistan on January 11, 1971. Political, linguistic, and economic differences between East Pakistan and West Pakistan led to divisions that resulted in Bangladesh War of Independence in those years. We enter in history with the event of National Deaf Day. In Indonesia, January 11 is commemorated as National Deaf Day. The determination of National Deaf Day was decided at a national work meeting of the Movement for the Welfare of the Deaf in Indonesia, or Gerakan, which was held for 3 days from September 21st to the 23rd, 2017. As quoted by Gerkatin.org website, January 11 was chosen as the commemoration day due to the formation of the Indonesian Deaf Union, abbreviated as Sekadubi, in Bandung, West Java, on January 11, 1961. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Atif sendiri dijuluki sebagai penyanyi rock, dan dia menolak. Atif memang lebih pas kita sebut sebagai pelantun lagu-lagu pop progresif. Figur si boy, fenomena dari gaya anak muda masa kini, jadi tema lagunya kali ini.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Russia says Indonesia in BRICS plays an important role in uniting the global East South. The Russian government welcomes Indonesia's joining BRICS as a full member. In a press statement regarding Indonesia's accession to BRICS released on Thursday, January the 9th, the Russian Foreign Ministry stated that Indonesia's joining would play an important role in uniting the global East and South. The statement said that Indonesia's candidacy had been presented and temporarily approved as part of the first wave of the bloc's expansion at a summit in Johannesburg, South Africa in 2023. The statement wrote that given the presidential election in 2024, Indonesia decided to postpone Jakarta's official candidacy until a new head of state takes office and a government is formed. The Foreign Russian Ministry explained that Indonesia's candidacy was unanimously approved by all BRICS member countries. Indonesia's accession to BRICS will further strengthen the authority of the bloc and consistently unite the global South and East to form a more just and balanced multipolar world order. Previously, the government of the People's Republic of China also warmly welcomed Indonesia's joining with Brazil, Russia, India, Turkey, China, and South Africa in the BRICS group. In a press conference in Beijing on Tuesday, January the 7th, China's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun said that Indonesia's official entry into BRICS is the common interest of BRICS countries and countries in the Southern Hemisphere or Global South. China is confident that Indonesia will make an active contribution to the development of BRICS. Guo Jiakun said he is ready to work with Indonesia and other BRICS members to jointly build a more comprehensive, close, practical, and inclusive partnership. Indonesia will bridge the interest of developing countries in its membership in BRICS, which consists of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, plus Turkey. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono in the annual press statement in Jakarta Friday. Sugiono explained that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is not an isolated policy.
Sebagai anggota BRICS, Indonesia akan memastikan.
As a member of BRICS, Indonesia will ensure to bridge the interests of developing countries and in the Pacific region, and will continue to actively prevent the suffering of geoeconomic and geopolitical competition. Foreign Minister Sugiono further emphasized that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is a manifestation of Indonesia's free and active foreign policy. He explained that in less than 3 months, BRICS members agreed to decide and accept Indonesia as a full member. According to him, this proves that Indonesia is a country that is considered important to be able to join immediately. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Tapi mengapa kau yang selalu buat seolah-olah semuanya kesalahanku?
Jujur ku tak tahan bila semuanya tentangmu.
Ku tak sanggup lagi Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder. Hi, listeners. Today, let's explore Malang, East Java, a city famous for its amazing tourism spots. One of the newest attraction you should not miss is Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi. It's located at the foot of Mount Kawi in Balesari Village, Ngajum District, Malang Regency. Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi offers stunning views of peaceful village and green hills, perfect for a relaxing getaway. What makes this place special is its educational farming experience. Visitors can try gardening, learn about different plants, and take part in fun farming activities. Covering 20 hectares, it's packed with facilities like camping areas, gazebos, outbound activities, food stalls, and cozy accommodation. One unique highlight is the glamping tents, which are not only comfortable but also incredibly Instagram worthy. Surrounded by breathtaking mountain valley views, the park is open daily from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and entry ticket costs just 20,000 rupiah. Once inside, you'll find plenty of photo-worthy spots, with the track sits rice field and gardens being evaporated. If you're planning a visit, it's best to use a personal vehicle since public transport does not reach the area. But don't worry, the drive itself is worth it, with beautiful countryside and mountain views along the way. With its cool weather and family-friendly vibes, Lembah Indah is a great choice for a day out. Don't forget to wear comfy shoes as you'll be exploring nature all day long. The three Indonesian wonders. See you next time. Listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program we present to you, Miscellany. Listeners, in this weekend edition of Miscellany, we present good news from Indonesia's education. At the start of the new year 2025, Indonesian students make the nation proud on the world stage through the world University's Debating Championship 2024. The world's largest debate competition took place in Panama City, Panama, from December 27, 2024 to January 4, 2025, with a challenging British parliamentary debate format. In this event, Indonesia managed to bring home two prestigious awards, namely the English as Foreign Language Champion won by Jennifer Marceline Chen, and Rahel Chen from Bina Nusantara University. Jennifer was also named the English as Foreign Language Finals Best Speaker and entitled to receive Bobby Andika Ruitan Award. Indonesia's participation in the World Universities Debating Championship in Panama City involved two teams from Bina Nusantara University and Christian University of Indonesia. They are the grand finalists of the 2024 National University Debating Championship, the result of being coached by the National Achievement Center. The competition was not easy because it was attended by 229 teams consisting of 111 universities from 40 countries. However, enthusiasm and hard work produced brilliant results. The team from Bina Nusantara University managed to beat great teams from Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico in the final round. The role of the mentor team cannot be ignored, especially Tengku Omar Azbar Hakani from the English-speaking Union of Pajajaran University, who dedicatedly guided the participants to reach the peak of this achievement. Listener, this success story is real proof that young Indonesian talent is able to compete at a global level. This success is also the result of intensive coaching and support provided by the National Achievement Center. With the vision of developing the potential of the young generation, the center continues to prepare students to compete naturally in international events. The success of Jennifer Marcelin and her team is an inspiration for Indonesian students to be confident and brave to appear on the stage of other world-class championships. Well, listener, that's today's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on today's Music Corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening.
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin akan bertahan.
Voice of Indonesia.
For listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now. Thank you.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan, serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From
pendengar, apa kabar? Senang sekali saya Engger Saraswati menemani Anda selama 60 menit ke depan di kesempatan hari ini. Beberapa mata acara akan hadir ke dalam ruang dengar Anda. Dan pendengar, kita akan mulai dengan warta berita yang akan disampaikan oleh Isan Syaputra. Tetap bersama kami, Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Presiden Prabowo terima kunjungan kenegaraan Perdana Menteri Jepang Shigeru Ishiba. KJRI Los Angeles mencatat 97 warga negara Indonesia terdampak kebakaran dan ingatkan waspada. Bersama saya Ihsan, inilah warta berita selengkapnya.